So you have to have hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is your hope? What is your goal? What's your aspiration? What do you anticipate? But if all you have is hope, and you hear that all the time, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to do better. So all you have in place is hope, and hope will not bring healing to you. Did you know that? Hope will not bring victory, and yet it is the foundation of victory. It lays upon the love of God, and it holds hands with faith. Now I have three examples here where they said there wasn't any hope. All the future tense. Now first is Ruth. You remember Ruth and her husband and two sons moved because of famine in Bethlehem, Judah. They moved to Moab, and there the husband died and the sons married, and they eventually died and left daughters-in-law, one of which was Ruth. And Naomi found out that there was now bread. The famine was over in Israel, and so she's going to go back home, and she told the girls, you stay here, you go back to your family and find husbands. And this is what she said, turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, notice I have, if there was any hope of a husband, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, and it goes on to say there's no hope, no expectation that they would be your husbands or that you would wait for them to be old enough to be husbands. She says there's no hope of that. She said, at my age, she had married sons and daughters-in-law. She said, at my age, there's no hope. And if I had a husband, there's no hope of a child. And if there was hope of a child, there's no hope that you would wait for him to grow up. See, hope is always about over yonder after a while, way out there, by and by. Hope, expectation, anticipation. It also means in the Greek to wait. Hope is always tied in with patience. We'll read some of those perhaps. Acts 16. This is the young lady that was telling fortunes, and Paul cast the demon out of her. When her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, without the demonic spirit, she couldn't tell fortunes. There's no hope now of any money for them, no hope of any revenue because she doesn't have the demon in her anymore to tell fortunes. He said, when her master saw the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas, drew them to the marketplace, the rulers, and of course they beat them, put them in prison. This is the story of the Philippian jailer. So there was no hope. Now look at Acts 27. This is Paul at sea. A great tempest at sea. He tried to get them to stay in port, and they wouldn't listen to him. When neither sun or stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. They did not expect rescue. See, hope is always, they didn't expect anybody to come today, tomorrow. They just expected to drown and be lost. And these guys didn't expect this lady to ever be able to tell anybody fortune. There was no hope of that. Hope is always after a while. It's over yonder. It's either over yonder it will be or over yonder it won't ever be. But it has to have faith by its side or it doesn't work. And that's why the English weakens it. It really does damage to the word hope. And we say, well, I hope so. There is in scriptural confidence a hope. Because hope comes from God. If you get your hope from God, if you get your goal from God, then you're confident about that goal. And that's why you can add it to your faith, because of the confidence in the goal that came from heaven, that came from God. Now, if I say, is Mabel coming to the party? You'd say, well, I don't know. I hope so. That means we just don't know about Mabel. We don't know anything. And when we use a word like that, well, I hope so. Are you going to be? Well, I hope so. You feel better? I hope so. And you're just spinning your wheels in the mud. That's all that's happening. Ain't nothing happening. I used to ride horses. I loved that. Did that for a season. Most everything is seasonal. And they called one day and they said they had the truck stuck in the mud. I had a haircut that I'd waited for a long time. A girl in Winter Haven to cut my hair, who was very hard to get into. And I said, I have a haircut 2 o'clock. She said, no problem. I just need you to ride a horse out there. And we're going to pull these horses. These two horses are going to pull this truck out of the mud. And I said, fine. But I said, I better not miss my haircut. And I meant that. But I missed my haircut. And when we got there, that truck was stuck. The back tires were almost completely buried. There was no way on God's green earth that those two horses were going to pull that truck. There was no hope of that. No hope at all. I said, they're not going to pull that truck out of the mud. And besides that, it was thousands and thousands of acres, and the barn is here, and the truck was as far as you could go in the other direction. And just to get there and to get back by 2 o'clock was going to be a miracle. You see how hope is just fading. I mean, the further I realized how far the truck was, my hope is beginning to waver. See, and if I decided what my goal is and what I want and what I need, I've got no foundation in God. Now, when I first came into Pentecost, I was raised denominational, and they said you're supposed to believe for something. Every single day you should have your faith anchored in something. So I thought that was true. It's not true. And so Monday I believed for a pair of socks. That's what they said. Start with a pair of socks. Believe somebody will give you a pair of socks or the money for a pair of socks. So I believed that all day Monday. Tuesday I believed for something else, and by Wednesday I couldn't remember what I was believing. You know, I thought, this is not working. This can't be right. This can't be right. I was beginning to lose hope and confidence. Hope has to come from God. It has to be anchored in God. It has to be delivered by the Spirit of the living God. And once you deliver it and you begin to think, God has said, God has spoken, I have this hope because of what God has said. And then that hope, you begin to repeat it and to churn over it and to meditate in it. And that hope grabs hold of faith. And faith always says, it's mine today. Hope always says, it'll be yours tomorrow. Maybe, you know, maybe. Faith always says, I have it now because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you have hope, when you're anchored in hope, and faith and hope are together, and they're laid on the solid foundation of love, then what you need is coming to pass.